Liberty, listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. And we're having a wonderful time up here. Our weather is rainy, and that's wonderful. We've had a long time without rain up here, and we're just praising God for a little bit of rain here. But the weather's nice out there, I guess about 55 degrees. So, hallelujah, we're here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and I'm here at the Catbird Seat at the headquarters of our two police and military associations once again, volunteering my time as I've done for 24 years plus now. And we want to thank the other volunteers that's been helping us all of these years. My goodness gracious, we've been at it over two decades now, and the duty is good. You know, it's good duty. When you're working with police and soldiers, and the vast, vast majority of them took the job for the right reason, they're just brainwashed like I was and like many of our brothers and sisters who have awakened over the years and help us to reach into the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters. Good duty. And we thank all of you out there, the listeners also, and those supporters at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order, for getting our publications, getting copies of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues into the hands of our police and soldier brothers and sisters out there, because we have no way to do it by ourselves. And so all these years, with the help of the private sector, the good Americans that love God and freedom, they've helped us get our publications out into the hands of our peers in uniform. We've been able to start the educational process and deliver them back to their oath that they took to defend the Constitution, protect the people's rights and their liberty, and back as defenders and servants of the people. As I've said on this program many times today, or over the months and months that I've been here, that in the training academies throughout this nation, military and law enforcement, the military and law enforcement are trained no longer to be servants and protectors of the people, but servants and the protectors of the system and those that are in control of the system today. So anyway, we're here, and we've got some news for you this morning or this afternoon, and we will be back after this important these important messages to get into the news. Stay tuned.
Thank you. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLamb. And before we get into the news here, some very important things we have to say tonight. Is also the very important thing I have to tell you right now. We've got a lot of shortwave listeners out there. A lot of shortwave listeners, praise the Lord. And we want to warn everybody that October 20th, just a few days from now, really, that we're going to be shut down on shortwave, and we're switching over to 50-50 on the shortwave dial. 50-50, pretty easy to remember. But we've got a problem. Houston, we've got a problem, okay? We have to prepay some money to this organization at 50-50 that's going to put us right back up, okay, on shortwave for the Officer Jack McLamb program here. And so I not only want to warn you, but ask for your assistance, if you can at all. We would ask you to send in some money as a donation for us to pay that, prepay that shortwave bill so that we can keep going without any downtime. Now, thanks to Debbie Morrow and Berkey Water Filters and the tremendous help they are to us to pay in the shortwave bill, we're going to continue to do that, and they're going to continue to give us good, safe water, healthy water, and to help us pay our shortwave bill. But we have to pay up front. We have to prepay, okay? So 20th of October, we're down. Unless we can get the funds to prepay the bill at 50-50, shortwave dial, and keep going so we don't have any downtime until Debbie Morrow and others can, you know, help us to pay the bills, which they will continue to do, praise the Lord. So if you can help, would you please send a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, at 1015 South Mays, and that's M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. One more time here. Republic Broadcasting Network, you can just put RBN, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I may be going a little bit fast on that. Let me do it just one more time here. RBN, 1015, South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Bless you for doing that, folks. We definitely want to keep going. We don't want to have a week or more downtime on our, for our shortwave listeners out there. They're a true blessing to us. A number of activists contact us that they're taking the message and telling people about RBN and to listen in and just doing all kinds of good things to try to spread the word of the truth being put out on Republic Broadcasting Network. So we appreciate you so much. And don't want to see us go off for a while as of the 20th. So remember, switch over to 50-50, and if we've been able to prepay the bill, we'll be there, okay? And Lord bless you if you can help, okay? All right, folks, we've got to do this again because, you know, if we're anything here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we're watchmen on the wall, okay? We're watchmen letting you know if the enemy is approaching. You know, I really like a few of the things that the globalist Ronald Reagan said, okay? You know, he did say some marvelous things, just like Bush Jr., Baby Bush, says things that are not, he doesn't believe, but he says them anyway because he knows it'll tickle our ears and make us love him, okay? Well, Ronald Reagan was a tremendous actor, and he was a great speaker, and he said some good things about America, and it made most of the people in America, or a lot of them anyway, love him, all right? And he talked about our fear out here and our fear that immobilizes us many times, all right? And we have a job to do here that we need all of us to put our arms around and get the job done, and I'm going to tell you about it in just a minute. But we've got to conquer our fear, and we've also got to conquer our natural tendency to sit back and grumble and watch things cascade and fall around us, the nation falling around us, and many of us just sit back and complain about it. Well, there's ways to stop it from crashing down upon us, folks. There's ways to stop it. But it takes us getting up and throwing away our fear. And I'm going to give you this quote from Ronald Reagan. I think I did the other day, but I like it so much I'm going to give it to you again. He said, Ronald Reagan said, "If some among you fear taking a stand because you're afraid of reprisals, from the government, from customers, clients, and I'd say friends and relatives in there. I'd throw that in, too." He says, "Recognize that you're just feeding the crocodile, hoping he'll eat you last." Isn't that marvelous, folks? The crocodile is among us. It's here, and it's eating people as we speak. And it's coming after us. It's coming after us. Don't doubt that. I think most of our listeners, of course, know this. But what I want to share with you is now that we've got to get on top of this anti or let's not say the anti-hate crime. Yes, let's say anti-hate crime bill, a Senate bill 1145, okay? It looks like it's going to pass out of the Judiciary Committee. I don't think it has to, but Reverend Ted Pike has just put out this emergency alert. The hate crime bill will pass Senate Judiciary. I don't think it will. You know why? Because I think you and I are going to kick up sand tomorrow, and we're going to send email even on the weekend, and we're going to stop it. We're going to scare these Senate Judiciary members that they're going to lose their positions. They're going to be voted out of office if they vote for this thing. Now, here's what Reverend Ted Pike says about this thing. It says, fight in Senate is our only hope for survival of free speech. As far as I've heard, the Senate Judiciary members, I haven't heard today that they've already passed this. If they have, then I'm wrong. But I don't think they have, because we haven't heard yet. But anyway, the Senate Judiciary members who support the federal anti-hate bill, S, and that's like Sierra, 1145, outnumber opponents at least 12 to 10. There's two Republicans, Senator Arlen Specter, the magic bullet, Kennedy magic bullet Specter, who helped cover up the Kennedy assassination, and Mike DeWine, Republican from Ohio, have declared their support for the bill. Unless there's a miracle of divine intervention or a senatorial chart change of mind, S-1145 will soon be on the floor of the Senate, voted upon by the Senate, overwhelmingly inclined to pass it quickly. Such passage already occurred on June 15, 2004, with a vote of 65 to 33, although it was later overturned in conference. Okay, that was last year, all right? We defeated it last year. We can do it again, folks. I know we can do it. I've seen us do these things before. We can do it. It is imperative, says Reverend Ted Pike, that all who love freedom call each of the 55 Republican members of the Senate toll-free. It don't cost you any money, folks, at 888-355-3588. Or if you want to pay the toll, we have a toll number. But I would suggest you copy down both these numbers, because I don't trust these people. And who knows, you might find 888 down, the toll-free number. They may just take it down because they believe you're going to be passing, or you're going to be calling them, all right? So take down both these numbers, and we've got to call these people, because Reverend Ted Pike could be right. It could be too late to stop it in the Senate Judiciary member, or Senate Judiciary member, or Senate Judiciary Committee. Can't get my tongue untied here. But we should continue to hammer on their turret there, ping on their turret, until they pay attention to the citizens out here. So I'm going to give out those numbers again. And you say, what is this now? We were only supposed to call nine of them before, and now there's 55 Republican members out there. Well, I think that we could, unless you know it's passed, and we haven't heard here at our two police and military associations that it's passed yet, that we should continue to call the Senate Judiciary Committee members, all right, and tell them don't vote for it. But what Reverend Ted Pike says is call now, in addition, the 55 Republican members of the Senate, all right? And he says that two good things will happen, that you've called them and told them how you feel, and they know, and 55 Republican members of the Senate should include, I believe, those on the Senate Judiciary Committee, all right? But here's those two numbers to call on. And remember, watch out for the trick, because they could very well take down the 800-888 number and leave you with the toll number. All right, so when we get back after the break, I'll give out these numbers, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. Why is it so important to stop this hate bill from passing? And I mean, it's a hate bill passing. It's not an anti-hate bill. It's a hate bill. And we'll be back to tell you why in just a moment.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA Weather Service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power, a solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal high drive batteries, or it will run on 3 standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, you're back with this old cop, Jack McLam, and I want to tell you something. We can generate a tsunami, you know, of calls to the Senate Judiciary Committee. My assistant, Carol, just called me on the intercom here and told me that it is still in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Folks, we can stop it there. There's only 2 votes off. It's 12 to 2 right now, okay? If we call in great numbers, if we call over and over again, remember, there's no punishment for calling twice, 3 times, 4 times, 10 times. You don't get punished for that, okay? Nobody's going to make you stand in the corner. So call repeatedly to these people. Don't worry about somebody saying, hey, didn't you call before? Listen, call and call and call them in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And also at the same time, folks, let's call these 55 Republican elected things up there and tell them how we feel. Because at the same time, you're calling the 55 Republican members numerous times. Don't stop. Take some time to just do this for the country. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this is the end of free speech in America, especially for Christians. Especially for Christians. The ADL that has written this and pushed this in for years and years to try to get it passed are saying it's to stop discrimination against homosexuals and people on Indian reservations, Indians on Indian reservations. It sounds so sweet and so wonderful that we're going to protect these people, but it is not that at all. It is a restriction on the First Amendment, your right to free speech, your right to listen to talk radio, by the way, like programs like you hear on RBN. And it's the end of those things. We've talked before on the program, and I know you've heard it over and over again, so I won't spend much time on this. But the Christians are being attacked all ways from Sunday in this nation. God is being removed from everything, and now the ADL has this chance, this opportunity again, to call the Bible hate literature. There is a, I just told you, I think last week, that there is a all kinds of people talking about, and most of them are anti-Christ. You know, they hate Christ, and they want to end Christianity, and they're all over the world, okay? There's a judge at The Hague, at the World Court, that's called the Bible racist document, a racist document. This is hate, folks. They're trying to list the Bible as hate. They're already listing those parts of the Bible in Deuteronomy and other places that speak out. God is speaking out about the abomination. You know how serious that is? If God called you an abomination, man, you better get on thick lead underwear if God calls you an abomination, because, boy, I'll tell you what, that is serious. Well, God calls sodomy and homosexuality an abomination in the Bible. You can't get much worse than that, folks. But if this passes, you can no longer say that. You can no longer preach what God preached in the Bible, taught us in the Bible, that we should be going forward and preaching to others. And then the other parts in the Bible, too, that they don't like. The ADL, of course, is a Zionist organization ran by these Ashkenazi Gentile Jews. They're actually Gentiles, atheists, but they call themselves Jews, and they're not, because they don't even believe in the Talmud or the, you know, they don't follow the Talmud or the Torah or all of that. They're atheists. But anyway, they hate Christ, and they want to attack Christians and destroy the Bible in this nation. And they're going to do that, and they're going to destroy our ability to write and to speak out about issues that they are in favor of. Okay, all kinds of issues. So copy down these names, folks. Not the names. I'm not going to give you the names. I'm going to tell you where to get the names. If you don't know who your senators are, or if you want a list of these other 55 Republican members of the Senate, which we need to call, call this toll-free number. And I hope that they don't take it down, because they're, of course, very evil up there at the Senate. And if they know we're calling, they could say, whoops, sorry, that's down. You're going to have to call and pay the toll call. All right, so we'll give you both. But the toll-free number is 888, area code 355-3588. Once again, the toll-free number is 888-355-3588. And if they do the dirty trick on us, which we're always expecting them to do, you can call the toll number, which would be 202 for Washington, D.C., 225-3121. That is 202, which is the number for Washington, D.C., 225-3121. Now, the list of Senate Republicans is posted on the home webpage of Reverend Ted Pike's webpage, and that's where you go for the list of the 55 Republican members of the Senate, and you can find it there at www.truthtellers.org. www.truthtellers.org. Download this list and call, starting stating a very simple message, folks. I want to express my disapproval for the hate bill, Senate Bill 1145. It's that easy. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm spending the time today on this, folks. I hope you understand why. There is nothing more critical going on right now in this nation. Just nothing more critical than the ending of the First Amendment. Our abilities to reach out and touch and speak to and awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform will be affected if this passes. Here at our two police and military constitutional organizations, Republic Broadcasting Network will be, just about put under, because if the government will send us a list of things we can't talk about and things we can't say, and it'll be very, very difficult to continue on. And also you, if you do something like the Pennsylvania group, remember in Pennsylvania, there was 11 Christians on October 10th last year that were arrested for preaching to a gay pride rally, these little homos up there, and they were arrested for violation of the ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League's Pennsylvania hate crime, and they suffered penalties of 47 years in prison each. And $90,000 fines, okay? Now, mercifully, the case against them was thrown out by a higher court. But if the hate crime legislation passes, folks, you're going to see people like yourself arrested, too, because you will want to continue to do what God told you to do, and that is preach from the Holy Scriptures. And if you do it, you can get in trouble very quickly and very seriously. So this is why I want to ask you, if you just will put some time aside, I don't You know, I used to come home from working my police job, and I worked hard, sometimes 12, 14 hours a day as a police officer in the high crime area. I'd come home sometime, a uniform ripped, you know, and blood on me. And I'd get busy volunteering my time to educate our police and soldiers hours and hours a day, okay? So I know what it is to set aside some time that you'd rather be spending with your family and friends to do something to save America. I know what it's like. I've been doing that for 24 years here now. And so, yeah, it's tough, but it's going to be tougher if we lose this, believe me. It's going to be real tough in America without the First Amendment. So we need to continue to pray and then put feet to our prayers, folks. Put feet to our prayers and do something like calling these 55 Republican members of the U.S. Senate toll-free at 888-355-3588. Or if they do what they could possibly do, shut down the toll-free number, call them at 202 area code 225-3121. You'll be happy you did, because I know we can defeat this thing. I've seen it happen before. We've defeated it, I think, for 6 years. I think Reverend Ted Pike tells us it's been about 6 years now, 7 years, something like that, that we've defeated it. And we can do it again, because I will say this to you, that over the years, I have had people of all walks of life, police officers, soldiers, some officers in the military. I've had preachers call me and ask me when it's time to pick up guns and march on Washington, march on the State House, and overthrow this Luciferian-controlled government that we have in the State Houses, these globalist Antichrist world government proponents in the State Houses and the White House and the Senate and the Congress. They've asked me, when is it time to march on Washington and violently overthrow these people, or on the State Houses? And every time I've told them, no, it is not time to do that. The Founding Fathers gave us the right, and if you don't think so, you haven't been reading the Founding Fathers. Let me show you here, folks. If you think I'm pulling your leg and the Founding Fathers never talked about overthrowing corrupt government, believe me, they believed in it. Here's what Thomas Jefferson said: no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms, weapons. The strongest reason for the people to retain their right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves from tyranny in government. That means traitors in government, like we have in the State Houses. All 50 governors are globalists today, and traitors in the Senate, and the Congress, and the judiciary, the Supreme Court, the White House folks. And it was James Madison that stated basically the same thing. He said, Americans never need fear their government because of the advantage of being armed, which the American people possess over the people of almost every other nation. So believe me, the Founding Fathers, who picked up arms against the tyrants and the despots in the British government, believed in keeping our weapons ready, at the ready, to stop tyranny in government, the overthrow of the people who are supposed to be the sovereign people in this nation, by the servants. And who are the servants? It's those elected things in the White House, in the Congress, in the Senate. So I'm not talking hypotheses here. My hypotheses about this thing, my idea, my belief, I'm telling you that people have called me over the years, and recently more than ever, and told me they think it's time to pick up guns and march on Washington in the State Houses and take back our freedom from these treasonous despots. And I've told them, I said, no. I said, every single day we have that violence doesn't erupt on our side. Now, we're getting killed on the other side, because I can tell you, go back and tell you the story of being at Randy Weaver's cabin and being there with Colonel Bo Greitz and stepping over the body of his wife, who was laying underneath the kitchen table in a pool of blood with half her face shot off, And the little girl's crying and crying, her little daughter's there, because Mama was laying there like that all those days they were trapped in that home by a 500 militarized police outside. I can tell you what tyranny and despotism is, folks, and I can make you cry. Because when I start talking about it, I start crying. I'm telling you, we are being killed. I can tell you about when Clinton was in office, the people that he killed down in Arkansas. I was there five times leading an investigation. And I've spent 2 days in the body bag of a man that they shot and killed, assassinated, 2 days in the body bag with Dr. What's his name over there in Los Angeles? Noguchi, Thomas Noguchi, 2 days in the body bag of Gordon Call's body bag, pulling out parts of his body, proving once again the government executed this man and executed Sheriff Gene Matthews. I've seen tyranny. I can tell you about it up close. And I'm telling you, folks, that we can win without going to arms. We can win it back if we'll just get up and do it, do what we have to do. And the thing we have to do before the First Amendment ends, because if the First Amendment ends, I can guarantee you we're going to have violence. It's going to be violent, because it is true, folks. Once we can no longer reach the multitude like we're doing through Republic Broadcasting Network right now, and we can no longer reach into the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers like we're doing through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, which the ADL truly hates. They call us anti-Semitic. They call us all kinds of names. They hate what we do trying to awaken police and soldiers to the fact that they took an oath to defend the Constitution of people's rights and their liberties. And but if the First Amendment ends, there are people that know that it's then time to go get the guns. And they know that, because when we can no longer do what we're doing now, and that is win against these guys by awakening more and more people every single hour of every day, as we're doing, more and more Americans are waking up and joining us to nonviolently redress our grievances against this tyrannical government, then what do we have left but arms? So, folks, that's how serious it is. If you will not make these calls, then you might as well go dust off old Betsy and get your powder horn and get your musket balls and get ready. Because if the First Amendment goes, it's all over but the shoot. And I don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. I've got great police officers and soldiers out there that you're going to be shooting at. And I've got great police and soldiers that are going to be shooting at you, the best Americans in the private sector out there. And we should not be pitted against each other again in this nation like we were during the war of northern aggression against the South. Okay? It shouldn't happen again, and we can stop it, but we have to make these phone calls. Please, folks, do that. Go to Reverend Ted Pike's webpage, www.truthtellers.org. Truthtellers is one word, www.truthtellers.org, for the list of all those Republicans, 55 Republican members of the Senate. And let's call them and call them and call them. Take the time now, and you won't have to worry about dusting off old Betsy. Okay, we can put this down again and keep our freedom of speech and continue every day to reach more and more Americans and awake them up. Those that love God and freedom are awakening today because we have the First Amendment. Okay, now remember what Ted Pike said. Reverend Ted Pike said it's simple. Just simply call these numbers, 888-355-3588, and say the simple message: I want to express my disapproval for the hate bill, Senate Bill 1145, S-1145. Now, don't hang up, but ask to be transferred to the next senator, and so on until you've left a message with all 55 senators, okay? The receptionist will either transfer you directly or send you back to the Capitol operator. Calling these 55 will take about 20 minutes out of your life, folks. 20 minutes out of your life. Now, I hope that the next day you'll do the same thing, and the next day you'll do the same thing. okay? So all I can tell you folks is this is the time. This is the time right now to make sure that we can go forward in the months ahead without blood running in the streets, at least on our side. Okay, government will continue to kill us as they can, but they've got to be careful because they can still be prosecuted as long as we're not under martial law. Okay, so we're not going to see a lot of blood in the streets unless this Senate bill passes or this hate crime legislation passes, and then I'm just afraid that we're going to see some true violence all over this nation as people, especially our Christian brothers and sisters, preachers, are dragged out of the pulpit and arrested and sent away for prison for a long time for preaching from the Holy Word of God. Okay? All right, enough said. Let's go now. We've got somebody on the phone. Doggone it. I wrote it down. Let's see. Fred. Yeah, Fred in Philly. Fred, how are you today?
Hi, Officer Jack.
Good to
I'm
be
not
with you.
I'm not doing too well. Do you remember the calls that I've made to your program since you've been on RBN? Do you remember me personally?
I remember you calling. Yes, Fred.
Okay. Can you stand a little bit of insight here? It's not criticism. All I'm saying is that the way that the House and the Senate leadership work, they have an ironclad control over the composition of bills being heard in committee. And it's under the Child Protection Act that this bad amendment is in.
Yes, it is.
Now, how do you go against that that dictatorial control and also the tendency for people who vote against the Child Protection Act to not be painted as people that support a child molestation? Because in campaigns around the country, it has gone on and it is going on and it will go on, that people who will dissent against the Child Protection Act, as in other years, will be painted as supporters of child molesters. And the problem is the leadership. It's not the average senator. It's the leadership that controls the composition of bills and the process. And I have a point of criticism with the movement, the freedom movement, which supposedly has some millionaires in there. Jimmy Walters, Kathleen Keating, who's in West Virginia, and some others. They will not explain this bill in a large media printed ad. It can't be properly explained on radio. The big TV media has shut out full explanation. If people can just get a visual on the fact that this is part of another bill, then they will realize that they'll either have to change that amendment process now, or they'll have to have enough, senators will have to have enough courage to vote the whole bill down.
Okay, Fred. Listen, Fred, though, brother, we talked about this before, that it's very simple for that Senate Judiciary Committee to rip out the Child Protective Act. Yes,
no,
it is.
No, because the leadership will not allow that. That the fact this whole Child Protection Act was put together with this in it, with the hateful amendment in it, because that was part of a deal to allow it to pass without a lot of shouting and screaming from any moderates. So the fact is that it's the leadership that wants it this way. The leadership
Certainly they do.
So yeah. my point is that the people with the money, the Democrats had George Soros. We need someone with money like Walters to put a large ad, print ad in and explain this so that when complaints come into the senators, they realize that they're going to either have to change that amendment process and stand up right to the leadership now on their procedure, or they're going to have to vote the whole bill down.
Very
I don't
true.
See them,
well, Fred,
I don't see them doing it.
Okay, Fred. Well, listen, What you're telling me is we should just give up. Is that right?
No, I'm not.
What do we do then?
I'm saying, look, I've had experience with this amendment process last year when I was about the only person who knew how that Patriot 2 was being secretly shoved through Congress.
Yeah.
I found out that that Patriot 2, you couldn't look it up. You could not look it up, and I called, and I did get it listed under another title. The fact is that the procedures, Jack, I'm telling you the God's honest truth, the procedures are devilish, they're corrupt, and this will happen next year until it gets through because the procedures are going to kill us every time.
Okay, Fred. Well, thanks for your input.
You.
Sounds like you know a lot about the system, and we appreciate your call, Fred, okay? All right. Take care. Okay, folks. Well, do we quit? Do we just give up? And just go get our guns now? No, I don't think so. I think that we're going to talk about this when we get back, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calf day, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I don't know, folks, I'm kind of like the old confirmed alcoholic. You know, his buddies kept calling him a confirmed alcoholic. And he finally looked at him and says, at least I'm no quitter. Okay? Well, this old cop ain't no quitter. I never have been a quitter. And I don't think you are either. I don't think we quit on this thing. I think we attack nonviolently. We attack the Senate Judiciary Committee with calls and calls and email and faxes and letters. Well, we don't have time for letters, but we attack repeatedly. Every day call them, okay? I can tell you right now, I've been around for many, many years, over two decades fighting these fights, and I've seen us win when we didn't think we could win. It's only two votes shy in the Senate Judiciary Committee. If we can scare the tar out of these guys because they think it's a nonviolent revolt out here, and they're going to be voted out, they will rip out that hate crimes legislation out of that bill, or they won't vote for that bill. So please, folks, let's go forward and not quit. We don't have anything to lose by not quitting and everything to lose if we do. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. God bless you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, really.
I agree with you, Jack. I just want to get off the track here just a little bit. There's a book that I recently came across before they do shut these down, and I agree we need to fight as much as we can and stand up for truth, whether it be spiritual or physical or whatever it is, because that's what God certainly honors. There's a book I came across, Jack. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called The Great Controversy, written by E.G. White.
Oh, yes. Yes, many years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's one of the greatest study aids that I've ever come across in my life, and I've prayed and prayed for, you know, for the truth. And I think what Christians out there have to be aware of in this evil time that we live in, you know, the reason we're having these problems that we have to call these senators all the time is because not all of them, but a lot of them are corrupt. And it's the same thing with our churches. These people are corrupt. They're not working for God. And all the Christians out there, if you feel God stirring up in you, it's because you have to ask yourself, what is your church doing? And if your church is just off on its own, running around with the world, just following these doctrines of the world, you're going to have a hard time, because we have to prepare, you know, for when Christ comes back, because there's going to be a lot of deception out there. And this, if I could give out a phone number, Jack, they'll send everyone a free copy of this book. And if, for every Christian, I think you should just read it, determine what you need to do and, you know, how you need to stand up. Because there's a lot of false ministers, as you know, out there, Jack, trying to, I think as things get worse in this country, people will run to these false ministers just because they're so brainwashed and lazy and they don't want to do anything for themselves. And if they won't call up senators, you know they won't search the scriptures and try and get some of the answers from
them. Okay, Patrick, what religion is Seventh-day Adventist, or what is that?
It's, well, the book, the people who send you the book, are they consider themselves no religion, but it's the key to it is it describes the Sabbath. If you look at any calendar out there, and the Sabbath is the seventh day.
Okay, but you're not giving me the question I want. I know it comes. I know E.G. White was with a certain religion.
Seventh-day Adventist is what?
Seventh-day Adventist. Okay, well, Patrick, I don't want to promote books of various religions on the air here. I just don't want to do it. Now, you can give the name of the book out,
okay,
and I don't mind that, brother.
It's The Great Controversy, Jack, but I got to stress, I'm not pushing any religion. I'm just pushing
okay.
the book.
Yeah, well, I've read the book, and there's things in there that are, I just am saying from my own reading, that it is
okay.
not in line with the Holy Scripture, some of the things towards the end of the book. And so I would rather, Patrick, have people go get the books themselves and not promote certain books in here of various religions. So, but Patrick, it's a very good book in the very beginning where it tells about the martyrs that died and were burned to death for standing up for God. And so thank you, Patrick, for calling in with that information. Folks, that's it for today. Don't forget, tomorrow's Friday. Let's call these elected things, and let's stop them in their treason. We'll be right back. Or no, we won't. This is the end of the program. Lord bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org. www.RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.